This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. federal judge is ordering former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify before Congress. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The judge says McGahn must comply with a subpoena related to the special counsel's Russia probe. That deals a blow to President Trump's bid to keep top aides from testifying, with the judge writing the president is not a king and cannot order them to defy Congress. The ruling could spur House Democrats to re-up efforts at getting more testimony from other officials, like former National Security Advisor John Bolton. But his lawyer is suggesting the court order has no bearing on whether Bolton and former Deputy Charles Kupperman will appear. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The impeachment process has drawn attention around the world. Henry Ridgewell has more.
With a general election imminent, many Britons see their own recent political chaos mirrored across the Atlantic, says analyst Thomas Gift of University College London.
Both the US and the UK are rivaling one another for levels of dysfunction in government or lack of ability to get things done.
Polls suggest less than one in five Britons have a positive opinion of Donald Trump, like London resident Deo Thomas.
Even if it goes through the House, I really hope that the Senate really stand up and do something about it. He shouldn't be president, he should be impeached.
There is greater interest in Russia and seemingly greater support for Donald Trump. Moscow resident Mikhail says the Americans elected Trump, but now they want to take the decision back. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
New United Nations data show that treatment for HIV infection is up. More than 24 million patients living with HIV are getting therapy now, more than three times the amount getting treatment 9 years ago. This is VOA News.